Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 128, The World I See Holds Nothing That I Want. For most people, this is a very confusing statement because they think of all the wonderful things going on in the world today that they do want and they would keep if they could. But A Course in Miracles is teaching us that the world that we see with our eyes is the one that we are projecting that is covering the consistency of love and happiness, joy, health, well-being, and abundance. That the world that God created for us is actually obscured or is blocked by the world that we have projected. And while this world holds many beautiful images as well, the Course teaches us that the world beyond this world, the world that is our true reality and our divine inheritance, is actually 1,000 times greater than our most joyful thought. And if we could realize that what we have given up in terms of our experience in order to have this experience, we would laugh at that idea if we understood what we are denying at the present time. And the way that we get back to the true reality as God has given it, we simply look upon the world we see and we offer it to the Holy Spirit and we ask that our thoughts be healed so we can get back to right perception and to get back in alignment with God's thoughts that are deep within our mind. This may all sound like it's hard to perceive or to imagine that this is a truth that is your true reality. But imagine right now that the world you see is somewhat like a dream. When you go to sleep tonight and you have a dream, when you're in that dream, you do not question it. You do not think of it as something that is a dream. You think of it as an actual experience that you are in. It has all the details and the people and the circumstances and perhaps even the color that our everyday life contains. But once we awaken, we look back on the dream and we are glad that we are awake. And the Course in Miracles is teaching us that we will awaken yet from the dream we are in during the day, and we will awaken to our true reality with great gratitude that we are awake and that the dream that we had is not the truth. You're not asked to sacrifice anything, because as we awaken in the love of God, there is no loss. Everyone that you love now will be with you then in that now moment. You cannot lose. Everything that you will lose is simply the pain and the misery and the illness and the lack and even the death. All of these things fall away because they were not created by God Himself. And what God did not create does not exist. And what does not exist has no power and cannot harm you. The world I see holds nothing that I want.